This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because perception is reality, and the way that this got
said
passed,
that before,
the way that this got passed, which was forcing it down the throat of the Republicans, really,
I engendered
an animosity.
That is not true. We had meetings all through 2009 with Republicans, the Gang of Six, the Gang of Eight, the Gang of Four. We were negotiating with Grassley, with Brasso, lots of other people. They never came to the table with an alternative.
So you wound up cramming it down, and now they hate you for it, and they're trying to take it away from you.
There are many reasons, and again, I think the publicity around it was a mistake, but that doesn't mean that the bill has not been a very big success and improvement on the American healthcare system. And again, let me just put it out there. The Republicans have never had a credible alternative that they've been able to pass. It's easy to repeal this bill. It's not going to be easy to find a credible alternative. And the idea of we're going to solve everything by having insurance companies sell across state lines, that is not a solution. That's not a healthcare reform plan that actually addresses the issue most people want, which is the pre-existing conditions and the moderating of costs.
And it will take bipartisan support in order to get the fixes that Zeke and others are talking about.
Dr. Emanuel, thank you.
Thank you.
For being here on New Day. Great to talk to you.
Well
argued,
Dr. Zeke Emanuel, really the key architect of Obamacare, and you can tell, he was emotionally vested in this deal, but this is the challenge sometimes when you get so ideologically fixed that when it becomes a single party idea, and I appreciate Chris Cuomo, saying, look, you jammed it down. It was not just down the Republicans' throat. It was everyday Americans. It was middle class American that it got shoved down. All the backdoor, late night, secretive special treatments and exonerations and, conditions and everything that they worked out to take care of their cronies and even themselves. I mean, look, I would say that if Congress themselves had to live under Obamacare, it had gotten modified and it could have survived. Now, there's going to be some parts of it, no doubt. There's not going to be necessarily a wholesale change, because even though they talk about repealing and replacing it, there are some elements, and I would agree with Dr. Emanuel to this point, and that are there's some elements there that is what the people wanted. I think, for the young kids to be able to stay on their parents, their plan at the age of 26, I don't know, make it to 30. What's the difference? It's not going to be a huge deal. Most of the kids are, at that age, they're still pretty vital and everything. So help them out. I mean, after all, these young kids are helping adults out by paying into Social Security that they're probably not even going to realize. Give them a break. That's not a problem. The main issue that they're going to have to deal with is all these pre-existing conditions. How do we swallow that down? And maybe one way of doing this, Scott, is looking at revenue streams. What can possibly offset? Like, for example, one of my pet peeves, and we were going to have earlier on with us an attorney who's dealing with the Wells Fargo lawsuit that's going on. They're saying that this thing could end up being probably close to $2 billion in terms of penalties. And what the disgusting thing of this is that the people that got that took the injury, the ones that took a hit on their credit reports and, paid extra and all that. These are the way these attorneys and these bureaucrats go. They go, well, we allowed them to get $5 million. The bulk of the money is going to the Justice Department and to these other attorneys. How is this fair? See, I think in all those rewards, anytime things come in, that should go into the people's treasury. It shouldn't go to the Justice Department. That money needs to be directed to the treasury, and we could help to offset some of these pre-existing conditions, and because this, there's no doubt, there's going to have to be a lot of math and some adjusting to do to handle a revision of this health care program. Lots of ideas out there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along for the ride. It's been a fun one. And let me tell you, it's just getting underway. And Jordan Goodman will break it down for us even more here. So hold on to your hats. But I'm telling you, I think it's a good time to start dreaming those big dreams again. I personally am anticipating the unleashing of this American potential to come rolling out in a very fast and dramatic way, which means lots of jobs and a lot more discretionary income. Thank you, Donald Trump. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. Well, Jordan, you called it. You said, look at Donald Trump. Following Donald Trump means the stock market's going to have a lot of fun during
Correct.
Election night. It was a little dubious, but the next day, man, there was no looking back.
Yeah, the market dropped about 1,000 points when the shock happened first, because they certainly were not expecting it. Going into that election, everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. When it was clear that Trump was going to win, the market dropped on shock, but immediately came back. They said, no, wait a minute, this is going to be good. This is going to be, our taxes are going to be a lot lower. I mean, if he cuts the corporate rate from 35% to 15% and potentially cuts the rate on to 10% for companies bringing money back from overseas, there's over $2 trillion
exactly.
overseas still to come up, which will stimulate the U.S. economy. If he lowers the regulatory burden, which has been so dramatic in every area, financial services, labor, environmental, health, you name it, if he lowers that, that'll help small businesses and big businesses a lot as well. If he gets energy production going more, he's going to do the Keystone XL pipeline, for example, which Obama killed.
Yes.
If he changes Obamacare, I mean, we've had these dramatic health insurance premiums going in increases in them as of they were announced November 1st. They're going to go into effect January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a tremendous business burden, and if that's scaled back, that's going to help a lot. And the stock market's been taken off like a rocket here because all these factors mean earnings are going to be higher. And so there's a lot of optimism out there right now.
Yeah, look at our GDP is going to skyrocket as well, because production, we're going to find the old production levels that we had once before. And we can do that right away. I mean, some of these jobs are going to come home. There's going to be new opportunities. There'll be infrastructure development. And just like you
That's
said,
big,
the energy
Bill.
Sector, it's
yeah.
huge.
The infrastructure is very big.
Yeah,
exactly. Trump is talking about borrowing maybe $500 billion. Remember, the Treasury's still got very, very low interest rates, and
yeah.
putting that directly into infrastructure, which would create jobs in building and repairing the infrastructure, but also making the economy much more efficient. People can drive over roads without thinking a bridge is going to give out from under them. Or
exactly.
So that has a very big positive long-term impact on the economy. We haven't done infrastructure for a long time, so that's going to be very positive. Now, one thing that's happened is that interest rates have been rising sharply since this happened. The long-term treasury, which is about 1.4, 1.5, now is over 2%, and I think it's going to rise further. It's done in a positive way, though. It's done because of the anticipation of more growth, mm-hmm. more borrowing for the infrastructure we just talked about.
Right.
And that means these kind of artificially low rates may be over. So that's a change in what we've had. We've had these low interest rates for a long time. Rates are headed higher on what you're going to borrow at, but don't expect them to go any higher for what you earn. You're going to keep earning zero
pretty much
in the CDs and money funds of the banks.
Right. Well, Trump needs to borrow that money fast. No, while the rates are low, I mean, you imagine at $500 billion, you know, a half a percentage rate, boy, is makes a
it's
big
real
difference.
Money. Doesn't it's real money. But if it increases, if those people are working on infrastructure projects, they have incomes mm-hmm. they can then spend in the economy.
Exactly.
And those infrastructure projects, if your airports are in better shape and your roads and so on, people have been talking about this for a long time. This will have a very, very positive. Mm-hmm. And so this is the kind of financial part, but there's also a psychological part, Bill.
Without a doubt, yes.
And I think a lot of people have been holding off until they saw what was going to happen with the election. Businesses investing in infrastructure, individuals investing. I think you're going to unleash what Keynes used to call the animal spirits.
Okay? Right. You're exactly right. That's what I've been saying, because I'm starting to hear this buzz rumbling that just sounds like jets on the tarmac getting ready to take off here.
Right.
All this pent-up productivity and dreams and hopes and everything and aspirations. You know, I'm encouraged greatly by this, Jordan, because I had almost thought that progressives and Barack Obama's policies had all but killed, the industrial psychological mindset of America, but we've got wiring that is unique to ourselves, and we're eager to get going, aren't we?
Very much so. And I think I told you this before the election. I said a lot of people are going to vote for Trump, but didn't want to admit it to the pollsters.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we needed to hear more polling. And you and I were in absolute agreement because,
right.
I mean, look what's happening now, Jordan. I mean, here we have, now President-elect Trump, and some people are freaking out. But, you know, we just need to get on the other side of January the 20th, some of this low-lying fruit, some of these executive orders that Donald Trump will do immediately that will begin to unleash some of this productivity, and the people will see the benefits to the economy and to their own personal pocketbooks. And I think this is going to quiet some things, but we got a little bit of rumbling to get through because people were very shocked, they're very upset. I find it quite ironic that those on the left are their feelings are hurt. They're real sensitive. Wait a minute. We've gone through two cycles of this,
I mean, basically what's going to happen is all of what Obama's done in the last 8 years is going to be undone. Mm-hmm. His two biggest accomplishments through Congress were in the first 2 years mm-hmm. was Obamacare and the Dodd-Frank financial regulation. Obamacare mm-hmm. is clearly going to be repealed. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be replaced with. It was going to be replaced with something.
Well, they've got some good ideas in it, but I'm like you on this. I'm a little upset, although it's been pronounced. Paul Ryan has done some things, but it's not out there in terms of having a real clear understanding and letting people know that, Republicans have been working on this for a long time, but they should have had this in their toolbox, and it should have been talked about during this campaign that, we've been talking forever about repealing it, but replace it with what?
So, I mean, what Trump has talked about is having health savings accounts, HSAs,
right. mm-hmm.
and having companies compete across state lines, which is not possible. That'll help a little bit, but 85% of the people receiving Obamacare today get subsidies. They don't have
right.
money standing around to put into HSAs.
Right.
And companies competing across state lines, it has to be profitable. Right now, mm-hmm. companies have been pulling out of states, not going into new states.
Well,
so something's got to change there.
Yeah, if you let it go to the free market, let's bring back the free market expression back into healthcare and
right.
watch what goes on. We're going to have to get through a transition, there's no doubt, because of, the damage that was done by Obamacare. And we'll get through it. And even if we have to subsidize it on the short term, that's okay, because on the other side, we're going to be home free. We're going to have our doctors back. We're going to have, a healthcare delivery system that makes sense. But,
I think what's going to happen, Bill, in the healthcare area is you're going to kind of go back towards the old system.
Mm-hmm.
Premiums will go down dramatically.
Yes.
And for the people who can't afford it, who have major medical problems, you'll create these risk pools mm-hmm. in the states that can cover catastrophic expenses. But not everybody will have to pay for those catastrophic expenses. The money we've now put into subsidizing everybody can be put into those risk pools, you see.
Right.
And then everybody else's premiums can go down, healthcare costs can go down, and you still don't, as the pre-existing condition thing, those people would go into the risk pools, you see. So there are ways around this that don't burden everybody with not only the high cost, but the tremendous burden of regulation and bureaucracy. You know, the healthcare law has just been a monster.
Right.
That would, if Trump does these things, that would be a major thing for him to be, known for, is kind of saving the healthcare system.
Exactly, and I think we'll be thankful for one Dr. Ben Carson, who's going to be in his cabinet and be helping out tremendously. Well,
right.
Jordan Goodman, as always, America's Money Answer Man. Where can they get you and ask you a question, Jordan?
My website is moneyanswers.com. I get emails from you folks all the time, and always glad to help them.
Jordan Goodman, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jordan.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Single day promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
The American people have spoken, and the American people have elected their new champion. America has elected a new president. We will have the privilege to serve as your vice president of the United States of America.
Well, it's been a week, hasn't it? Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, Governor Pence, and the introduction of President-elect Donald Trump. People are saying it sounds good, and but it's still kind of that awkward moment. You know, kind of that time when we go into the new year and you got to remember to write down in your checks, for those of you that still write checks or you write the date down, you know, we got to get ready to be prepared to write down 2017. But an exciting time lies ahead, especially it relates to our national health care system. American Commitment is led by Phil Kirpin, and Phil is our next guest here. He's a leading free market policy analyst and advocate in Washington prior to joining American Commitment. Phil was the principal policy and legislative strategist at Americans for Prosperity for over 5 years. Phil Kirpin, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I got to tell you, not to, you know, gloat so much. I'm just hopeful. It has been a while to have this sense of hopefulness, you know, come over the horizon over this country. And I'm excited for Middle America. I'm excited for, you know, the citizens of this country, because I believe we're about to see unleashed this pent-up, you know, productive potential that has just been begging to be expressed. The forgotten man and woman is starting to be remembered, and I think America is going to jettison itself into a very exciting period of, you know, prosperity and productivity.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's really amazing. There was so much, I think, discouragement about just, you know, the fact that so many things could be done so horribly wrong under President Obama, and that the country would somehow tolerate that and stay on the same course, I think just was a very discouraging, dispiriting prospect for everyone who thinks like we do. And the fact that didn't happen, that there are still enough people who sort of believe in traditional American values and reject all these horrible policy mistakes of the Obama era to win a presidential election. It's just an incredible feeling to know
And the reality is, Phil, we've got a generation of young kids that don't know better. They don't know. You know, it was up to the adults who have experienced, you know, the journey. And I say experience with a capital E. We've seen some good times and bad times. And what we just went through in the last 8 years has just been most amazing, especially, you know, even last night, watching Dr. Zeke Emanuel, the architect of Obamacare, talk about it. It's like there's such just an incredible disconnect here.
Yeah, you know, it's Obamacare ended up being a huge, huge issue in this election. And given that it was a pretty close election in a lot of the states, you could even say the decisive issue. Of course, there were many other issues, and as there always are. But and this is a law that's in basically total collapse right now. We're seeing premium increases in some states over 100% in the state of Arizona. It's over 100% premium increase in the benchmark plan. We're seeing a number of other states that are 50, 60, 70%. Even these states that supposedly have small increases, you're still talking 10, 15, 20%. And so this thing is near collapse.
Mm.
And the prospects for doing anything positive on it really depended on the election, because if we had a Democratic administration, they were going to try to prop up this failing, collapsing Obamacare system as a, you know, as a, yeah. as a monument to Obama's legacy.
Yeah, as if his legacy
billions,
trumps...
Billions of dollars of our tax dollars instead of actually trying to fix it. They're just going to try to bail out these insurance companies. And that's not going to happen now, Bill. Mm-hmm. We've got an opportunity now. We're going to repeal this thing. I think we're going to do it relatively early next year. There's some procedural hoops that need to be jumped through, so it's going to take at least a few months. But relatively early next year, this law is going to be repealed.
Exactly.
This long national nightmare, it's going to end up being, you know, somewhere on the order of 6.5 years. It's going to be over. This thing's going to be repealed, and we are going to have a legitimate above board process to replace it and to fix the healthcare system in this country. And we're not going to do it in secret back rooms and drop thousands of pages on the American people and say you have
special exemptions and all that that went along
with
it.
None of that.
Exactly.
We're going to do it honestly and above board, and we're going to fix it, and we're going to get healthcare plan, where you get people choices of multiple different types of healthcare plans so they can find one that actually works for them and their family and they can afford it. And we're going to do it the way it should have been done in the first place. And
well, Phil, you know,
this is an incredible opportunity we have now.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And I would also say that if it is a plan that the legislators have to live under, that will say a lot. You know, they don't need an exemption. They need to live like the rest of us Americans here. If it's good enough for us, it's good enough for them, and they need to live under the legislation that they create, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you know, they committed a fraud, Bill. They committed a fraud to avoid complying with the Obamacare law themselves. And a lot of people don't know this, but both the House of Representatives and the Senate filed fraudulent documents with the District of Columbia Healthcare Exchange, claiming that they had less than 50 employees to qualify as small businesses. They have thousands and thousands of employees. Their attestation that they have 50 employees or less was a blatant, outright fraud.
Exactly.
And it's disgusting, frankly. Among you know, all the other things we've seen with Obamacare, the idea that they would pass this horrible law that hurts so many people in this country, and then they would get themselves out of it by committing fraud. It really is. It's even worse than people think, because most people don't know about that aspect of it. And you know, that's actually one of the things that President Trump should do right away, day one. Is he should say, "We reject these fraudulent attestations, and Congress is not a small business, and you're going to live under the law you passed until the day we get it repealed."
That's right.
I would be for that.
Well, me too. And you imagine that would kind of speed up the process a little bit here, don't you?
I think it would. I think it would. I think it would shave a month or two off the process.
Well, this is what we love about the free market and a free market coming to our healthcare. Now we talk about healthcare delivery, which takes it to a whole nother perspective and probably the way the real doctors wanted it to be considered, don't you think?
Well, you know, one of the many, many problems with Obamacare is that it tries to reduce doctors into bureaucrats. I mean, it gives them massive amounts of paperwork that they've got to spend a huge amount of their time complying with. And it tries to micromanage the decisions that doctors make as well. It tries to impose treatment guidelines on them. And if they deviate from them, they've got greater litigation exposure. And so one of the many reasons Obamacare is a terrible idea is that it tries to standardize care from bureaucrats out of Washington instead of letting doctors and patients make decisions about their own healthcare choices. And it also has driven a lot of consolidation because, you know, smaller practice groups and solo practitioners, they can't deal with all the compliance and all the regulation, the burden of all that paperwork. And so many of them are either retiring or they're joining large hospital systems, which are very bureaucratized.
Well, and as if they didn't already have a bunch of paperwork already, Phil. I mean, when they process, for example, insurance, that represents about 35-40% of their administrative costs right there, just in the processing of it. And then they wait in anywhere from 90 to 120 days for payment. That's if everything goes rather smoothly. I mean, this is a tough deal for doctors. And now you sit there and say, okay, now we want a medical accounting, a record system that's been thrust upon them. And if you don't, then, you talk about legal exposure. I mean, it's overwhelming for these guys and ladies.
Yeah, no question. It's one of the really negative trends that we've got in medicine is that we're really overburdening our doctors with forcing them to worry about all kinds of things other than providing care to their patients. And I think that if we don't change direction, we're going to have many of our best, brightest people who would otherwise consider going into medicine are going to choose a different field, and we're going to lose out.
They've already headed for the exits. They've been, for the last 8 years, they've been heading for exits. Even one of my doctors said to me that his fellow doctor friends, five of them, called him up and said, hey, are you still in? Are you still practicing? Are you planning to go anywhere? And he goes, no, I'm still hanging in there. They said, good, because we're retiring. We want to know who to come to, you know.
Yeah.
This is just absolutely incredible. But, hey, I think some bright days are ahead of us, some hopeful days, Phil Kirpin. So I appreciate you coming on. That's great. Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
It's our salute to the military, to the branches of service that have served us well, that, you know, allow us the freedoms that we enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. Some 21,000 veterans today being honored. If you see a vet, make sure you tell them thank you for their service. 21 million is all that have carried the heavy lifting that has been necessary for our freedoms. As we celebrate Veterans Day 2016, and we hear, you know, the theme songs of the Army, the Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard. Listen up. know Coach Collins is standing up for this one, as all the Semper Fi Marines are, having celebrated our birthday yesterday, our 241st. Here's the Marine Corps hymn on Veterans Day. Well, welcome back, America, as we celebrate Veterans Day 2016. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin. Semper Fi Marine, like yours truly. Happy birthday, Marine. How you doing?
Happy birthday, Marine. A little quick story. I went to my Marine Corps League detachment's party yesterday.
Yes.
And as will happen, and as you know, happens in church.
Yes.
People forget to shut off their phones. Go off sometimes at the oddest times. Well, during the ceremony, at exactly the right moment, my phone went off. But my ring is the Marine Corps.
Marine Corps, yeah.
So, it was like it, you couldn't have scripted it any better if you had somebody outside in the parking lot calling you.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. Yeah, it is. It is no doubt. You know, a special time of year, and we're. We're filled with optimism, Coach, in light of what happened this week. I've been looking forward to our conversation because of, you know, so much leading into this. You and I have been talking about it for the last year and a half, this Trump effect, what was going on, what the pollsters were missing on this deal. And you were exactly right on, including, you know, the SC poll, because we were told the LA Times SC poll was not valid. It didn't meet the traditional standards and that sort of thing. But they were more right than anybody else just about, right?
Well, that's why they were second right, is because they didn't, meet the standards of the rest of the polls, because
right.
The rest of the polls had their thumb on the scale. So that's why.
Well, the other thing too, Coach, and you and I talked about it, you've got more expertise in this area, certainly, than most people I know, and I respect your opinion, and that is that the models they were using, and that's what I kept saying, you know, when we were talking about it, I go, they're using old models. You know, this is a non-traditional effect. I mean, you saw what happened in the primaries. That should have been a clear indication, you know, that you had this underground, this surge that was going on that they just could not capture. And part of it was they didn't want to capture it, Coach. They
there
were blind to this, right?
Bingo. That's it, Bill. It's that I believe that they probably spent a lot of time dumping the data that they got. As a matter of fact, there was instances where Reuters admitted that they dumped the data because, one time during the summer, it showed Trump +5, and they changed it because they said, no, that can't be true.
Right.
So, you know, it turned out to be true. And there's another thing, too, that has to be said now. Trump is coming on like a racehorse in terms of the popular vote.
Mm.
Even CNN 3 hours ago said, Hillary still holds on to a 300,000 lead in the popular vote. Well, first of all, I don't think it's even that much. I had seen that it was 225,000, meaning Trump made up a million in a day and a half.
Exactly.
But there's still 7%. They say it's 7% of the total vote. It still has to be counted, which means paper ballots.
Right.
Which Republicans will clean up.
Well, you know, what will that do, Coach, you know, in terms of, you know, because, you know, the Democrats are trying to hold on to something. And this was kind of their lifeline. Well, she lost, but, you know, she's got the popular vote. And I'm going, how can you make that statement when the numbers are still being counted?
I'm glad you brought that up. Because what happened in 2000, where people insisted that Gore won the popular vote. Here's how it worked. He he had a lead of 250,000 approximately, and the Secretary of State in California, who was sitting on more than 400,000 paper ballots, and people knew they were from Republicans, just said, well, there's no sense in counting anymore. The election is over, and that's it. We're not going to count them. So if it was to get close, I think that California will pull the same stunt they pulled in 2000, and that's so that they can preserve the lie. Remember, these people are lies at their core. So they need to preserve this lie that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Hillary Clinton did not win the popular vote when it's all said and done.
Well, that's interesting. So California's holding ballots right now, Coach, or we're just waiting?
They're going to pull the same stunt that they pulled in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they'll just dump the ballots. But remember, look, you have to, as old friends, you have to allow me to crow a little bit here.
Coach, you have every right. I mean, early on, I mean, you were here. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I hear all these pundits now, you know, claiming that they were at the front of the line and what have you. You were right there early on, for Trump. You saw what was happening. You came in, you gave us the polling breakdown, the information all along. You have every right to crow much more that I believe than some of these others who were Johnny come latelys and somehow claim that they were there early on.
All right. Let me clear my throat and say this. As far back as last spring, I said, when this election is over, people will look back and say, how could we ever have thought that Hillary Clinton could beat Donald Trump? And that was before Donald Trump had nailed down the nomination. Because remember, in that period, Bill, you and I would talk about that week after week, and I would break down which states he was going to win and how many delegates he was going to pick up.
Exactly.
So, thank you, everybody. That was that was my crowing.
Well, I'll tell you, you're exactly right. You nailed it, Coach. You had it. You had your thumb exactly where it needed to be, not on the scale, but on the pulse of a movement. A movement that, some would say started in Europe. I say even you could probably look at its genesis even back to the Arab Spring, where the people just said there was the people's revolt. And from the Arab Spring, it goes up into England with Brexit. And they said, nah, there's no way it's going to come across the Atlantic. You know, it's going to stay there in England. And here it is. I mean, we sensed the movement. You sensed it stronger than most. And I give you all the credit, Coach. I could only hope upon hope that this was going to be the case, that people, you know, were not being measured. I knew they weren't being measured correctly, and I was just hoping that was that was the case. And of course, it proved to be so on Tuesday night. This is Bill Martinez.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time.
Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to the Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will say my thank you for turning red.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, it all starts with, a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness. I got to tell you, Coach Collins, I am so thankful to God, frankly. You know, the Bible says that God, it's His hand that chooses, our leaders. And I am grateful that He has given us another opportunity, because I think this is a whole new opportunity for this country to really get back on track. And I am grateful to God that that America was able to make this, this choice. I'm excited. I am really excited for the days ahead and the unleashing of this human potential, to really, that has been held back for these last 8+ years. And it's going to be incredible. You know, the GDP numbers that have been laid out there, these crazy, goofy unemployment numbers. We're going to get people back to work. We're going to attack this debt. And the biggest thing, that will happen, that I think that will help people be happier and more content and get through, some of these, tough areas right now where they're trying to process their own ideology, is that when they get back to work and they're making money and being productive and being assets to their families and their community, they're going to be happier with that, Coach.
I agree. You mentioned the hand of God. As the election got closer, I became more and more convinced that Trump was going to win, because I looked at the Catholic vote.
Yes.
And I know that from my research and studies that the way it works out is that no Republican who has gotten 49% or more of the Catholic vote has ever lost, and no Democrat who has gotten less than 47% of the vote has ever won. So it came out 52-45 with Catholics in front, you know, behind Trump, and that's exactly it. But also, you mentioned too about different groups, and here's a little factoid that I just love. Trump won Monroe County in Florida. Mm-hmm. Monroe County is the Keys. It's the Key West. Monroe County is probably the gay county of Florida, and he won it by 7 points. That's so wonderful that these folks have just taken a deep breath and said, okay, I think we're going to go this way because I think this man is sincere that he's going to protect us. I love it.
Exactly. Well, and I think that what he said to Black America resonated across all demographics and socioeconomic categories, Coach, and that is, look it, give me a chance. What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
You know, I think that became a huge wedge, and it was one of those things that will be written about down the road. Just like as we started to talk about, I think there's much to be understood about this last 8 years. So much has been hidden from the people, with what we've been subjected to. And I've spoken with several experts on this, and I said, history still needs to be written on the Obama administration and who Barack Obama is all about. I mean, some people have said and accepted he's a Saul Alinskyite. He came out as a community organizer and what that represents, the move towards socialism. And, as I was talking with another GOP insider the other day, he still says that the GOP is center right. And I said, well, under Trump, I think what happened is that he took the GOP slightly to the left. And Hillary got pulled to the left because of Sanders, that
exactly.
It left such a glaring difference there and allowed Democrats to make a slight step, toward Trump. And I think that this contributed to it, don't you think?
I absolutely do. The process is when Democrats come over, the first thing that they do is stop voting. They stop altogether. Now, let's look at, this is something else that I talked about over the months, but not as much with you. The Black vote receded by one full point. Mm-hmm. They dropped down from 13 to 12.
Yes.
Okay, so in the process, the first thing you do is stop voting, and that happens for two cycles. The next thing is that you vote Republican, because after two cycles, you've seen that, yeah, this really is helpful. These guys can help me. Now, what happened is that process stopped because the Republicans turned out to be sniveling, quisling rhinos.
Right, exactly.
And no better than the Democrats.
But excellent point.
Up again with Trump. Watch
right.
it.
Well, Coach, maybe what could happen is the trend that was set by Lyndon Johnson back in 1964 with the war on poverty. We know that was very manufactured, as you highlight in your book, The Dirty Rotten Secrets of the Democratic Party, that maybe that trend can be reversed. And I believe that, people of all color, I mean, even Hispanics, I talked to many Hispanics that, on the surface, Coach, they would go along with, what was being said out there. But like you talked and you pointed out, was that when it was them and the voting booth and what was in their best interest, they know illegals coming into this country, taking their jobs, injures their family. It compromises the hope and future of what they held and, what they did, in coming to this country, being here legally, and they're getting shut down. I mean, and so they came out. Look at the numbers there with Mexican Americans and, with Hispanics.
Yeah, Trump, and again, I saw that coming. Trump did better than than Romney did with Hispanics, and he also did better with blacks. And I think that you're right about that. That, listen, that's what happened in Michigan, okay? The blue-collar people did move to Trump, yes. But the in Detroit, the total number of votes from 12 to 16 fell by 50%. That Detroit is like a totally black city. So the interesting in Philadelphia, if you start counting from Philadelphia and go out towards Pittsburgh, the Democrats left Philadelphia 120,000 fewer votes than Obama got. So, and ironically, it was the white college kids in Penn State who held, who made Pennsylvania close. Because they did come out and they did throw themselves in the fire for Hillary Clinton.
Coach,
and
what about the Amish? We talked last week about the Amish coming out. Did they come out?
The Amish turned out to be a factor, but not that big. I put up a piece asking people to sign up at a website with Amish that needed
rides, you know, and whatever.
Right. It turned out they only needed 30 cars. But they got 1,500 volunteers. So when I saw that, I said, that's a great sign of enthusiasm.
Exactly. Well, and that was the thing you had your finger on, and that was the enthusiasm gap. And you kept talking about that, Coach, that, you know, you go to the, you're looking at the rallies for Trump and the thousands of people. I mean, as I mentioned to you, you know, here in Florida, we were at an event, and next door there was a rally for Hillary Clinton. Eight people showed up, and she kept the motorcade going. They didn't even bother to slow down. They just went on by.
Yeah. And look at, Tim Kaine was playing to crowds of 30 at a time.
That started out almost like a coffee clutch. You know, it got up to 30 after a while. So, you know, I think some people probably called their friends and said, get down here right away. We need you.
Yeah. So, look, the thing is, across the board, we did well in local races.
Exactly. Well, Coach, real quick, because we only got a couple of minutes left here, and I wanted to spend a little bit of time on the leadership. I think I'm encouraged to see Paul Ryan's response, Mitch McConnell's support yesterday in their meeting. You know, Ryan gets it. I mean, because of Donald Trump, gets a lot of – I mean, without Donald Trump, where's the Republican Party right now?
No, nowhere. Ryan, I think, recognizes that he has an opportunity to go down to be – the greatest speaker in American history. All he has to do is smile and get out of the way and just do the things that he's on record as saying he wants to do, although
exactly.
He's sure that he really didn't want to do. But now he's on record as saying he wants to do it.
Exactly. Well, he needs to sign on that contract with America that Trump pronounced. You know, in much the same way, although it was more Newt Gingrich driving that than certainly Bill Clinton. But because of what Newt Gingrich did, you know, for America and for Bill Clinton's administration, if it wasn't for Newt Gingrich, what would we be saying about Bill Clinton?
Yeah, exactly. And that leaves us open for our next chat next week when we talk about the possible cabinet appointments, because by next week they'll become more clear, and I think they're going to be very exciting, Bill. Very.
Well, I agree with you. Well, the enthusiasm of this 2016 election for those that believed in the Trump message, the forgotten man and woman that is not forgotten anymore, is very hopeful, and hope reigns over this country. And I would encourage all to do their part to be part of the solution and not add to the problems, because we've got some heavy lifting to do and some great work ahead here in this country, ladies and gentlemen.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.